for me.
Blog Talk Radio.
You know, I heard this excuse that you know, someone who's, I don't listen to them, you know, I hear what they say. You know, it happens all the time when it comes to an evil person. Evil people are criminals, killers, robbers, thieves, crooks. They go to jail, you know, they do evil things to people. They're selfish, and sociopaths are selfish. I'm referring to Hollywood dreams. One reason why I have struggled in Hollywood, getting my dream come true, is dealing with evil people coming near me, who are looking at me to step on or to hinder my potential. And, you know, I listen to that motto all the time, stay away from dream killers, but be careful, don't sign anything away, which I haven't, and copyright my music and my videos. But I heard this one comment when somebody said, well, they make the excuse because of they're selfish and they're evil, they're treacherous. They said, oh, I don't work nowhere. I'm in a system. I don't have the image. All that is a cop-out. It's a crock of shit. What they're saying is these people are dangerous people. The truth of the fact is a lot of it has to do with them, their selfish routine of trying to want to stop me, and they're doing everything they can. They can't accept the reality that I have a talent or someone else have a talent. The truth is there's so many artists who are unemployed, some been unemployed for years. They were unemployed for years, and they got discovered, and they became very successful singers, songwriters, actors, and they work very hard at what they're doing. I've heard several artists been on welfare, and even Whoopi Goldberg, when she got discovered, she was on welfare for a long time, and she's been doing very well for many years as an actress and so on. There are many rock singers in Hollywood, musicians, songwriters who are unemployed. I have been unemployed a lot because of being laid off and not getting the right job, and not people giving me despite being eligible and doing it. So I do what I have to. But as far as making music, I can make a lot of songs, and tons of songs on the keyboard. Go in the studio and make it, or go on stage and do it. So when someone say, oh, I'm on the system or not, you know, it's an excuse. It's selfish. It's evil. They just don't want me to make it. They're just trying to make up something to prevent me from making it. But that's what a selfish, evil person would do. The truth is, if someone is extremely talented as a singer, songwriter, or a musician in Hollywood, or wants to make it, they should be given that opportunity if it comes to them. And, you know, there's so many artists like me who have not gotten a chance or not gotten the recognition that we deserve. For me, I spent over 30 years with BMI. I've been writing songs. I wrote tons of songs that I just released. Some people say I already got signed. I did not get signed. I got signed to an indie label. Yes, my songs is out there, but that's not really... That's like signing to myself, you know. It's like with indie labels, you don't make no money, you know. It's really about promotion. You make a little, but it really has to go where to the major labels or to where it sells, and that's where you can really make money and stuff like that. That is the truth. Some people at indie labels do make money, but it depends, you know. It depends on the label. If the label is connected to the indie label is connected to a major label, then yes, they're definitely on their way to superstardom and definitely will make quite a bit of money. Like Taylor Swift, the artist, one of the biggest artists now. She was signed to an indie label in Nashville, but the label was connected to a major label. So that is definitely, they'd be on their way. But I'm going to continue, you know, for me, I went to indie label, and there's no way I'm going to make money. And I think a lot of these indie labels manipulate a lot of indie artists. And I've been an indie artist for a long time, and it's very hard to make it from an indie label perspective. The only way for an indie label, indie artist can make it is if they continue to promote themselves to go to a major label or to get discovered the hard way, or songwriter through a source or a breakthrough. And so, yeah, I'm signed, but I'm not. It's not. It's out there, but it's still, you know, very difficult. Some do, some indie artists do, but if my label was connected to like Capitol or something, then yeah, it's really where the major labels are. But it's really hard. Or movie, getting in a movie. You know, it depends on the circumstances. Some labels are, but for the most part, it's like next to, you know, it's really too difficult. And, you know, for me doing all that and doing it for years, and I can write songs. I wrote thousands of songs, and I have the talent to do so, and I have the talent to sing. And, you know, I don't want, when I hear this selfish person say that, it's really, that's so evil. They have no idea what it's like to suffer as an artist. Because most artists don't get the recognition they deserve. Some spent years struggling, and a lot of them on welfare, and not to mention a lot of them have alcohol, mental health issues, a lot of struggling as a creator. I'm glad I didn't become an alcoholic or someone who was homeless, because there's a lot of homeless, starving artists out here. But I'm doing what I can. The other situation as it is that, you know, when you have a dream and you have a talent, you have ambition, no matter where you are or where you go, there's always going to be some selfish person or some jealous person that are going to hinder it. Like with my music, also with my academia, there are people who are jealous, don't want me to see me make it in graduate school. They don't want to see me make it. The best, you know, it always happens. And I experienced jealous people. They were jealous I even owned a home, made up stories that I didn't own a home. You know, that's an evil person. I don't want no jealous people around me. Jealous people tend to be, the people can be very evil. So I hang around with good people who recognize me for who I am, because I ain't jealous of anybody. I hang around people who are on their way to fame and fortune or success. I ain't going to just try to hinder them or do some evil thing because they're getting ahead. I ain't no evil person. Unfortunately, I attracted evil people to me. That is why I talk about this. It's hard to make a dream come true with an evil person in my home or something. I don't have no evil people around me or in my home or life. But the evil people come because they see my talents and they see my ambition. They don't know me, and they are not somebody I could be around. They are somebody to stay away from. And that's how you do it. But with my music, it's protected. It always have been. I own my videos. I make my videos and make my songs. Another thing that these people try to do is they lie to people saying they own my videos to the copyright office. That is fraud. They can't own something that they didn't write. Now, the example, they got into R&B with a sample or they pop song or rock song using it on movies. That is fraud. American greed happens all the time. You want to make a buck by stealing and committing a crime. You know, stay away from those types. But that's what I dealt with. I dealt with it all the time, dealing with sociopaths, more than one person, who simply are trying to hinder me or trying to step on me or take advantage of my music for their own evil motive. And that's not fair. So that's why I talk about it. But I'm going to continue to go for my dreams. That's why my music is protected, copyrighted. I looked at it today. Every song that has been released before it's released, a recording studio or not, has been copyrighted. And I would also tell an artist to publish their writings too, because there's too many people out there thinking that they own something that they don't. But it's all about just believing yourself and going for your dreams and not letting a jealous, evil, terrible person take it away. I was told this a long time ago, that I have gifts, I have ambitions, and don't let somebody take my dream away. And this person told me that I had gifts and not to let a person take it away. And the persons around are near me are trying to take my dreams away because they're selfish and they're evil and they're jealous. I stay away from those people all the time. Go for your dreams. May they come true and may my dreams come true. We all deserve to be happy. If you got the talent and you put effort in making songs, don't sign it away. And that includes from my standpoint for me, stay away from evil people. They love to take away dreams. I can't let that happen to me. It has happened to me where people want to take it away, but I can't let them. And don't you let no one else take your dreams away.